Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every Thursday at 10:30, we talk to our guy, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, host of The Takeout on CBS News 24/7. It is Major Garrett who is with us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Good morning, Major.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we are doing great, I think. It has been a complicated week, as all weeks have been complicated, I think, lately. And with all the protests that have gone on around the country, in particular in Los Angeles, and the administration's response to it, what is the feel in Washington right now with all of this going on?
So Republicans feel that Trump has the upper hand politically. Democrats fear very much that whether the politics work in their direction or not, there is something much deeper at stake, which is, what does a mayor say about controlling a city? What does a governor say about controlling a city within a state? And what is the ultimate aim of a memorandum from the president, in this case, President Trump, that says he can federalize the National Guard over the objections of a governor, over the objections of a mayor, and this is what the memo says, if there are protests or if there may be protests in the future. Meaning, under the president's current evaluation of what his powers are with National Guard forces in any given state, he can, if he believes a protest is likely to occur, federalize the National Guard. That is sweeping. There is no other way to describe it other than a sweeping assertion of power to take in federal control the National Guard of a given state. Whether you agree or disagree with the deployment in Los Angeles, you have to ask yourself, what are the potential risks of presidential power that's that expansive? I think they're self-evident. Maybe President Trump will exercise them cautiously. Maybe he won't. But if those powers are invested in any future occupant of the White House, and that occupant of the White House doesn't have any restraints, then the National Guard in your state can be taken over by the federal government and deployed as it sees fit if there's just a hint of a coming protest. That's pretty aggressive, and I think that's my way of putting that mildly. Those are the stakes as Democrats see them. They know in the moment... Politics probably, and it's close in our polling internally here at CBS and some of the other quick polling that's been done after Los Angeles, it's kind of divided, which is worth noting, I think, because up until now, all the polling for President Trump on immigration has been to the plus side. This is much more evenly drawn. In some cases, people are not so comfortable with the federalization of the National Guard, the deployment of Marines in a American city. So there are some political risks here. And as I just articulated, I think there are some larger structural legal risks as well.
Well, and President Trump has used the language of crisis, whether he calls something an emergency, a crisis, or the moral equivalent of war. Mm-hmm. And what's so frustrating, Major, which I know you know, like immigration, a huge issue. It's a big issue. A lot of people, and he was, and Trump overwhelmingly had a positive view for people who said, okay, we need to deal with the immigration issue. But if he does it in such a way that's threatening and careless with due process, which then leads to protests, which then opens doors for violent agitators and riots, that violent imagery, in my mind, plays into Trump's hands so that he can use this crisis language, because a lot of Americans, they see burning cop cars and rocks being thrown and burning cities and think, oh my gosh, whatever you need to do to get it under control.
And that is accelerated and amplified on social media. So, and there's plenty of reporting that's gone on all this week about bots that are operated by adversaries of the United States, accelerating and amplifying social media imagery. So if your entire source of information about Los Angeles is TikTok or Instagram, you might reasonably think that the whole city is on fire. It's not on fire. There's a curfew in 1 square mile of Los Angeles. 1 square mile. That's where the curfew is. Los Angeles City is 500 square miles. In the first 2 days of the disturbances in Los Angeles, fewer people were arrested then were arrested after the 2020 celebration, which also turned violent, when the Lakers won the NBA championship. Okay? During that, and I highlighted this 2 nights ago on my show, The Takeout, a city bus was burned. 2 people were sent to the hospital. 8 cops were injured. 30 buildings were ransacked. That happened after the Lakers won a world championship in the NBA in the COVID year of 2020. In the first 2 days, when the president was telling the world that Los Angeles is burning to the ground, there were fewer incidents of violence, less damage, and fewer people arrested. I'm not saying bad things didn't happen. Bad things did happen. They're on video. You can see them. But on social media, all context is obliterated. All you are looking through is a straw. And if all you're looking through is a straw, what do you see? Only that which the straw captures. And this is one of the great challenges of contextualizing and understanding what is or isn't true. And in that atmosphere, to your point, Amy, which is a very good one, someone who wants to say this is something that demands a federalized response, even if the governor disagrees or the mayor disagrees or the police chief disagrees or the county sheriff disagrees, all of which are true in California. The LA police chief said, we don't need them. The sheriff said, we don't need them, yet they're there anyway. The Marines have gone through 2 days of training because they don't even know what they're supposed to do. They're not trained for urban civil crowd control in an American city. They just aren't. And the application or the even hint of deploying Marines in an atmosphere like this only creates a greater sense of anxiety and fear. And anxiety and fear are dangerous human emotions. They're combustible. That's why local officials keep saying, can we bring the temperature down? Mm-hmm. The rhetoric from the president, now it's calmed down now because he knows nothing's going on. There's nothing going on. There's no crisis anymore. Why? Because the locals have it basically managed. So he's backing away from the crisis rhetoric because he knows there is an inherent risk of Americans looking at that and saying, wait a minute, let me evaluate this over time. Let me get beyond the emotions that trigger me on social media and try to see what's actually happening. And what's actually happening there is some agitators, that's a very good word you used, exploiting a situation, and other protesters saying, I am not comfortable with the aggressiveness of these immigration, customs, and enforcement raids. And it's interesting to note, this morning on social media, what did President Trump say? He said something that his border czar hasn't said. He said something that his DHS secretary hasn't said. He said something that Stephen Miller has never said, his top immigration advisor in the White House. What did he say? On Truth Social, he said, people who are working hard on farms and in hotels are being rounded up. Changes are coming. Oh, really? Changes are coming. Because good people who are immigrants in this country who happen to be undocumented are working in agriculture and hotels. What about everywhere else? What about Omaha, Nebraska yesterday, where a meatpacking plant, people who do hard work for many hours, were rounded up? Are they going to get changes? Are you authorizing sudden changes on enforcement, meaning you're going to decide which enforcement practice is a priority and which isn't? You know what, who that sounds like? Sounds like President Obama. Sounds like President Biden.
Yeah. And what my I'm wondering, a lot of this has not happened in, you know, like red states to the extent that has happened in, you know, California, and they're supposed to do it in Chicago.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
But all of these cities are relying on these workers, and there's reporting that the administration has been instructing federal judges to dismiss these immigration cases. People are showing up to their court cases as the law has instructed them to do because they think they're going through the process. The cases get dismissed as soon as they show up, and then ICE can arrest them. So
precisely,
I mean, that's trickery, right? It's not. How much of that is happening?
In a strict sense, if you are here illegally, you can be detained and deported. In a strict sense, we have not been aggressive like that for more than 20 years in our country because of the labor shortages and the labor the labor needs in the construction, agriculture, hotels, home health care, nursing homes, et cetera, that many immigrants fill. Now, in a technical sense, a strict interpretation of the law, if you are here in an undocumented status and you become aware of immigration enforcement services, they can detain you and deport you in a strict, absolute strictest sense of the law. So that is within their power. But to your point, what did the president say during the campaign? We have been invaded, and everyone who has come in is a murderer, a criminal, a drug dealer, or worse. Every single one of them, factually never true, and now practically being revealed as untrue. Because people who go to the court to work through their process are more or less, by definition, not universally, but more often than not, not criminals. Criminals typically do not show up at courthouses unless they're in cuffs.
Voluntarily,
unless they're
yes.
With their attorney, to be tried for something, okay? So it is a level of entrapment. Now, not exactly, because they're here illegally, so that can be done. But it hasn't historically been done. And also, historically, we haven't gone to schools. There have been some reporting that people have gone to schools. ICE has gone to schools. Hospitals, other places have not been 100% off limits, but generally off limits, because we have had an understanding that there is within our labor force a pronounced need for these types of workers. And this is now running into the reality that they're A, not all criminals, B, valuable laborers. And now the president says, oh, changes are coming. Well, that means there are going to be changes on a case by case or need by need basis, which means you're prioritizing some over the other. That's sort of what we've been doing for a very long time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, some of maybe the big employers that might have a lot of undocumented immigrants working for them, that's not necessarily where the president was sending ICE forces. We know that ICE was going to certain high-profile restaurants in the D.C. area.
Restaurants
that have multiple locations asking for the papers of the workers, where you wouldn't keep those I-9 papers or whatever at that different location. You keep it at the headquarters, which ICE knows, but they had no interest in seeing the I-9s. They wanted to put on a show at a high-profile restaurant.
And create a sense of anxiety and fear, absolutely, which has happened. We are in the process of getting in touch with the mayor of Montebello, a suburb of Los Angeles, who had an interesting quote yesterday for my show tonight, The Takeout, who said, ICE hasn't been to my city, but psychologically they're already here. Mm-hmm. My community lives in fear. And people are not going to school. They're not going out. They're not going to places they ordinarily would. They're not living their lives that they ordinarily would because they live in fear. They haven't seen ICE yet, but it's in their dreams. And that is something that is... The reason I go into this direction is, again, I have said under the strict interpretation of federal immigration law, these things are permissible. Are they necessary? Are they the things that leave us as a country most comfortable with our relationship to those who have come here sometimes at great risk to work in jobs that are difficult to do, require long hours for, generally speaking, lower wages, and live in our society and take on those burdens willingly because they're trying to get a better life? Is this strict interpretation of the law the kind of thing that leaves them most comfortable, our communities safer, our communities most comfortable with the application of the law? That's what our country is now wrestling with, because when the president says no protester can wear a mask, but ICE agents can and routinely do everywhere, and file an indictment against a labor leader in California saying that the labor leader bullied them by yelling at them across a fence. That became a federal case. Okay? There seems to be something disproportionate about the application of force, the enforcement, the strict enforcement of federal law, and communities actually functioning.
Major Garrett, you want to tell us about the takeout today?
So we're going to talk a lot about the Middle East. There is a tremendous amount of reporting, much of which CBS has, about the conversations ongoing between Israel and the Trump administration about a possible military raid against Iran to deter its pursuit of a nuclear weapon. That would be a very transformative event in the Middle East if it happens. And there's all sorts of reporting that Israel is moving in that direction. Good idea, bad idea, consequences. We're going to get into that. We're going to continue to talk about immigration, not only in the sense of what's happened, what isn't happening, what hasn't happened, but this idea that fear itself is now becoming part of a built-in sense of being an undocumented immigrant in our country, not just in Los Angeles. And we're going to dip into something else on the immigration front. The gold card goes on the market today, $5 million to get to the head of the line to become a citizen of the United States. What are the implications of that? Plus RFK Jr., switched out the entire vaccine advisory panel. Who did he put in it? Vaccine skeptics. What does that mean? We're going to try to get into that as well.
Major Garrett, as always, we love it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.